looking at some new corn hybrid technologies. We're visiting today with Joe Lauer, Department of Agronomy, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Joe, what are you seeing that's new in these corn hybrids this season?
Last year, we saw for the first time a brand new transgenic trait that has a lot of potential. It's called Drought Guard. We had it in 11 different hybrids this past year, and three of them were starred, which means that they were not statistically different from the top yielding hybrid in a trial. And that's always a good sign that trait is kind of off to a good start and performing well. This particular trait, what I would call more like a yield enhancing trait than the traits we've currently have available to us. The ones we have available are what I call yield protecting traits, things that we can control insects with or control weeds with more easily. They don't necessarily add to yield, but they allow us to keep some of the pests that corn plants commonly encounter at bay a little bit better.
Joe, you called this new trait your first yield enhancing. Can you explain the difference with this new trait compared to other traits we've had?
Well, corn is one of those crops where we've always seen yield progress nearly every year. Typically, on average, we're gaining about 1.5 to 2 bushels per acre per year. So just with natural breeding techniques, we are able to advance corn yields probably better than any other crop that we currently grow. What this particular trait does is what's called Drought Guard. What it does is that under times of stress, the thought is that when the plant encounters water stress, either during a drought or at some point during the life cycle of the plant, these genes will kick in and basically alleviate the stress that these plants will encounter, either through better water use efficiency or being able to keep the physiological processes that go on within the plant at a much higher level than if it was stressed and undergoing some sort of a drought condition.
Joe, can you explain where this trait was found and where it comes from?
Yes, the trait comes from a very common bacteria called Bacillus subtilis. 4 genes were basically used in this particular trait. Each one modifies the physiology of the plant a little bit differently. Drought is not really what we call a single trait gene. There are a lot of different genes that modify and allow the plant to adapt to and perform well under drought. And again, these 4 genes were derived from a very common bacteria, and this bacteria usually is more prevalent under stress situations.
Could you expect this corn variety to work even better when it has adequate water?
I don't think the trait is going to hurt when conditions are ideal. That kind of always comes back to the underlying germplasm that these transgenic traits are incorporated into. And if it's good underlying germplasm, it'll perform as well as any other corn hybrid when conditions are good.
Most of these innovations do come at a price. Is it worth it to the farmer to invest in this?
Generally, we are advancing our corn yields about 1.5 to 2 bushels per acre per year. And yet, if we take our best hybrids in a trial, any trial that we conduct in any year, and then grow it the next year, in other words, we're basing our decision to plant a hybrid based on previous performance. When we grow it the next year, the best we can expect is a gain of about 9 to 11 bushels in that 1 year. So it's pretty substantial. It's better. But those 9 to 11 bushels compared to the 1.5 to 2 bushels that we're going to get anyway, that extra yield has got to be used for paying for those extra transgenic traits. And at $3 corn times maybe 10 bushels to the acre more, that's $30 an acre, and then you usually get about 2 acres per bag. So that means that you'd have about $60 increased yield, potentially, between a hybrid that has Drought Guard in it versus something else. That $60 swing is the money that you have to be able to pay for that better trait. But that's under the best of conditions. And so it's very difficult oftentimes for some of these traits to pay in the long run. Of course, if you could tell me next year that we're going to have a drought, then it might be even worth more. But that's the best we can typically predict out as to the gain we'll have. And again, that's the money you've got to use to pay for that more expensive transgenic hybrid.
Joe, what kind of grower or grower profile would most benefit by this kind of drought guard technology?
Well, I think anybody could, really. Again, it's a matter of your crystal ball and being able to predict when these droughts occur. Typically the site that is usually the most stressful for water anyway are usually sandier soils. They're the ones that will typically run out of water more quickly than a silt loam or a clay kind of a soil. And so growers that have sandier fields and or soils that are fairly shallow and don't hold a lot of water, these might be places for these kinds of hybrids. It really comes down to just how well the underlying germplasm is, because if we have a good year and we don't need the water, or we don't have any water stress, you still want to have good yields out there. As far as predicting where these things are going to occur, it's going to be in areas that are sandy without irrigation and that are probably shallower soils.
We've been visiting with Joe Lauer, Department of Agronomy, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.